very special guests in the studio. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
And good morning, Liana.
Good morning.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And are you going to be a good interviewee for me? Good. OK, so Alison has been fostering for around 6 years now. She's from North Yorkshire. And just tell us then, Alison, your job had kind of given you a bit of a job you used to have had given you a bit of an insight into children who needed looking after and everything. And you just felt you wanted to do something. Liana had been born by then 6 years ago, but you just felt that you wanted to do something. And that's why you started fostering kids.
That's right, yes. About 8 years ago, I was working in Surrey and I was going to placement panel, looking at the papers about children that were looking for homes, and just realised that a lot of these children have been through so much, many times more obstacles in their life than adults that I knew.
So over the past 6 years, how many children have you fostered in that time?
17.
Wow, and just... Tell us about the kids who get fostered.
Okay, well, the first of those 17 is still with us now, and she's with us on a long-term placement. So hopefully we'll see her into adulthood and beyond. Some of the other children, we've had a mother and baby placement where the baby was then placed with family. We've had young children who've moved on to other permanent homes, or they've moved perhaps back in with parents, back in with birth families. So we've had quite a mix, really.
And how would you describe the role of a foster parent then for any kid who comes to you to be fostered by you? What's the role? What are the main kind of things that you're looking to do?
OK, it's very much just like parenting a child of your own. And in fact, you try and make things as normal for that child and as the children part of your family as much as any other family. The children obviously can be any age, so they come with different difficulties, but also lots and lots of brilliant aspects, don't they? There's lots of brilliant moments. The first time you take a child on a holiday, the first time you take a child to see Father Christmas, lots of magical firsts.
And what else do you find rewarding about it?
I think for you, Liana, it's been the friendship side, hasn't it?
And also, like, taking the kids to do, like, the first things I've ever done of that type. So, like, the first time in a swimming pool, the first time an adventure park, first time at the park, that sort of stuff is really nice and rewarding.
And in fact, Liana and one of the older children that we foster and that's been with us for a long time, they've recently helped the younger children who came to us in November to learn to ride a bike. And that wasn't me at all. That was the older children helping the younger ones and getting them sorted, and the first time they'd ridden a bike without stabilisers. And every child leaves a special little message when they go, in a sense, because there are children now that we've maybe not seen for 4 or 5 years and that we still remember them and we still talk about. One little boy is saying, a two-year-old boy.
Yeah, it was like there was this Oreo packet and it was empty and he was pretending to eat it, and my dad said, "Oh, there's none left in there," and he was like,
"There are."
And every time
we say,
yeah, every time like we can say that, we always say it.
There
and
are.
And there's things like one of the kids we're fostering at the moment, she's 5 years old, and she says things like, "I can watch TV," and it's like every time we try and we want to watch TV or want to do something, it's, "I can watch TV now."
I just love big families. I bet your house is just... I just bet there's always something going on, isn't there? You know,
it's a very busy house. I
can imagine.
Seven of us.
Yeah.
And we're planning to go on holiday soon, so that's going to be quite an experience with all seven of us.
So, Liana, for you, you're there as the sort of... I suppose it's different having somebody a similar age and everything. So you're there as a big sister, a little sister, and there'll be kids who come to live with you, who come to foster with you, who won't have had that kind of love from a sibling before.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell me what you like about it.
So probably my favourite part is making new friends, because one of the kids we're fostering at the moment, we're really close friends. And she's 7 years old, but I'm also friends... Well, I'm friends with all of them. They do fight a little, but then, like, within, like, 5 minutes, they're all friends again.
Well, that's how it goes. And adults are like that as well, really, aren't they? So what else do you like about having foster children and foster young adults staying with you?
So it's really nice, and sometimes they're really helpful, sometimes they're just like, they're not used to that sort of environment, but eventually they get used to it, and it's really nice having them there.
What kind of support do you get from North Yorkshire County Council?
We get a lot of support, that's why we're with Foster in North Yorkshire, because in addition to the children's social worker, each foster carer has a social worker that's allocated to them to be their link worker, and they provide support and are on the other end of the phone if there's any problems at all. You also get a good package of training. There's training available in-house that's designed especially for foster carers, but also if you're interested in a different type of train or something that's not available locally, you can apply and see if that can be funded as well.
That is absolutely fantastic. Well, it's so nice to meet you, and it's so lovely to hear that, Liana, you enjoy it as much as your mum does, because I think that must be so special. And you've had all these wonderful people who've come into your life, spent a bit of time with you, and they've gone off to do their thing, whether that's back to their families or they've gone on to something else or are still with you. I mean, it's such a story, isn't it? Or lots of different stories all joined together. So it's absolutely lovely. For people listening then to Stray FM today who've maybe thought about this, maybe similar to you, where they've looked at something and thought, God, I really want to do something, what would you say to people who are listening to Stray FM today?
Just find out more. Don't be put off by any misconceptions that you may have, because particularly for Foster in North Yorkshire, it doesn't matter if you own your own house, it doesn't matter if you're straight or gay, whether you've got children or not, how old you are. None of those things matter. It's about whether you've got a place in your heart and a place in your home for children.
And as Alison quite rightly says, it can suit any type of person, really, any type of person at all. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on Stray FM. It's much appreciated.
It's a pleasure.